This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5.08. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we've got Popi Popi Parliament with today's highlights from the Day One Rakyat. To start off, just a colourful scene setting here. Many MPs were dressed in batik today. This comes after the lawmakers passed a motion last week that designated Thursdays as Batik Day in Parliament.
It had the vibe of, you know, any time in a classroom back in school when you were allowed to wear something other than the uniform and then everybody suddenly got along a little bit better. Everybody just was really excited.
All the MPs posting their selfies on their social media was also really quite cute, I must say.
And everyone got into the real spirit of things overall. So Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Datuk Sri Nancy Shukri praised those who supported the initiative, and a couple of MPs asked, perhaps a bit jokingly, if the ministry could sponsor batik clothes for parliamentarians. The minister responded by announcing an initiative to encourage the public to support the local batik industry, not the MPs' clothes, the industry as a whole, where people can receive a 30 ringgit rebate each time they spend 100 ringgit at a handicraft shop anywhere in the country. Here she is.
Terima kasih, Muhammad. Saya nak mengambil peluang ini, Tuan Yang Pertua, sedikit ingin mengambil sedikit ruang ini untuk mengucapkan terima kasih kepada ahli-ahli yang berhormat, yang anggun dan segak mengenakan baju batik Malaysia masing-masing pada hari ini. You deserve all the applause yourself dengan izin.
Setuju, bagi meraihkan, kena sponsor pada setiap ahli parlimen.
Boleh, insyaAllah. Bagi meraihkan hari bersejarah ini, hari pertama pemakaian batik di Dewan Rakyat ini, saya suka cerita. Saya maklumkan bahawa Yang Berhormat dan semua keluarga Malaysia akan mendapat rebate tunai bernilai RM30 bagi setiap pembelian bernilai RM100 yang kita tawarkan ke atas pembelian mana-mana produk kraft Malaysia yang dijual di tempat-tempat berikut. Ini membantu industri batik. Kita ada outlet di Parlimen juga dan mana-mana outlet di cawangan kraft tangan Malaysia, di mana-mana saja anda dapat rebate RM30 setiap RM100 nilainya.
That was Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Datuk Sri Nancy Shukri. So several MPs also read out pantons to celebrate the occasion. I love it. Batik, pantun. Feels like a real party happening in Parliament today. That, of course, included Batu Kawan MP Kasturi Pato. She first thanked Permatang Pau MP Nurul Iza and former Tourism, Arts and Culture Deputy Minister Muhammad Bakhtiar Wan Cheikh, who had been pushing for this batik initiative. Here's Kasturi.
Sebelum saya mulakan soalan saya, ingin saya merakamkan penghargaan Dewan ini kepada Yang Berhormat Permatang Pau dan kepada Yang Berhormat Balik Pulau di atas kerja dan usaha mereka untuk memastikan hari ini menjadi realiti semua ahli parlimen memakai baju batik. Datuk Speaker, saya mulakan ucapan soalan saya dengan serangkap pantun. Baju batik khazanah negara, serlah megah di mata dunia. Batik di Parlimen sejuk dipandang mata. Mohon menjawab soalan Batu Kawan nombor 3.
Jalan Menteri Komunikasi dan Multimedia menjawab.
So the poem made reference to the question but did not incorporate the question itself. And it was actually about why a 50 cent surcharge is now being applied when customers pay for their Astro subscriptions at the post office. And Communications and Multimedia Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa responded by saying that the ministry doesn't really have a say in the surcharge that is being imposed, given that it's part of the commercial agreement between Astro and Post Malaysia.
So he also mentioned that Post Malaysia is no longer just involved in delivering mail. They now also serve as an agent of payment for over 200 companies and agencies. And he said that consumers can choose to make their payments through other methods where there's no surcharge involved, such as through auto debit. Here's the minister.
Charge perkhidmatan bagi urusan pembayaran bil adalah berbeza bergantung kepada jenis dan tahap perkhidmatan yang ditawarkan atas persetujuan bersama secara komersial. Untuk makluman Yang Berhormat, secara umumnya, sejak Januari tahun ini, caj perkhidmatan sebanyak 50 sen bagi pembayaran bil Astro telah dilaksanakan oleh ejen-ejen pembayaran Astro yang lain. Cuma pihak Pos Malaysia sahaja yang baru memulakan mengenakan caj perkhidmatan yang sama bagi pembayaran bil Astro di kaunter Jabatan Pos pada bermula 1 September 2021. Walaupun demikian, para pengguna Astro masih mempunyai alternatif untuk membayar tanpa charge di platform-platform pembayaran seperti berikut. Pertama, di perkhidmatan auto debit, pelanggan perlu mendaftar melalui self-service portal atau di pusat perkhidmatan pelanggan Astro, platform Astro Quick Pay, portal Astro Self-Service, saluran Astro 200 dan aplikasi My Astro, platform Jom Pay, pembayaran menggunakan kad debit dan kad kredit melalui kaunter di pusat khidmat pelanggan Astro dan sebagainya. Jadi para pengguna mempunyai option sama ada untuk membayar yang dikenakan service charges ataupun menggunakan kaedah-kaedah bayaran yang tidak memerlukan pembayaran sebarang service charges.
That was Communications and Multimedia Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa. Kasturi then noted that really not all consumers have easy access to the internet. She suggested for Astro to absorb these costs and also asked how these funds were used. Here she is again.
Walaupun 50 sen itu boleh dianggap sebagai satu amount yang kecil, tetapi bayaran untuk seorang bayar di pejabat pos untuk setahun adalah RM6. Kalau 1,000 orang, RM6,000. Kalau 1 juta orang, RM6 juta. Ini di atas 6% service charge yang kita bayar juga kepada Astro. Memandangkan juga, mengikut jawapan yang Bapak Menteri, internet tak wujud di semua tempat dan tak stabil di semua tempat. Ramai termasuk ibu saya sendiri membayar bil-bil di pejabat pos. Adakah bayaran ini untuk pejabat pos dan adakah kementerian akan boleh menjadi middle person untuk mencadangkan bahawa satu, bahawa 50 sen charge ini dimansuhkan dan kedua, supaya Astro yang menanggung charge 50 sen ini. Sebab on a long term, kita nak tahu juga 50 sen service charge on top of the service charge, where is this 50 cents going?
That was Batukawan MP Kasturi Pato. The minister then assured the MP that he would bring up this matter with Post Malaysia. Let us know, are you bothered by these sorts of surcharges? And do you think there should be more transparency? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Before we move on, though, I'm curious to know, Sharmila, whether you are bothered by them, because I know I am. I know that it's a small amount and it's a small amount by design. It's so that you don't feel like it's such a huge chunk of your bill. But I think every time I choose a service that has a surcharge, it's like a niggling feeling that I made a bad choice.
No, I think the only reason I've not thought about it as much as because I pay my bills online.
Same.
But if you give me the option to be able to pay in person, but then tell me I have to pay extra, when in fact, actually going to a post office in person might take more effort for most people. It doesn't seem fair, especially when you put a number to it the way Kasturi just did. What is happening to that money? What's the rationale for charging extra? I think those are at least questions that need to be answered.
I mean, we're going to circle all the way back to the touch and go service charges for parking, you know, so it
don't all, even get me started.
It all goes in a circle. So yes, are you bothered by surcharges? Should there be more transparency? Let us know. Next up, there were updates on a proposal by Linus to construct a permanent disposal facility in Gebeng, which is in the state of Pahang. And this came after Kuantan MP Fuzia Saleh asked why Gebeng was chosen as the site, given that the area has underground water that is less than 1 meter from the surface, hence a worry that there would be a higher risk of floods.
Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Dato' Sri Adham Baba said that the government has received the radiological impact assessment and the environmental impact assessment reports, and from initial reviews of the reports, there's a low risk of floods and water pollution. But he added that the government will need more time to review the reports before making a decision next month.
Kita dalam penilaian terhadap pembinaan PDF, RIA dan EIA telah pun dihantar kepada Lembaga Pelesenan Tenaga Atom dan Jabatan Alam Sekitar, dan diperlukan 2 bulan, iaitu telah dihantar pada September, dan pada November ini kita akan buat keputusan, dan lesson Linus telah dilanjutkan kepada tahun 2023. Untuk itu, syarat pembinaan PDF ataupun kajian dibuat melibatkan bagaimana kita melihat ke semua parameter keselamatan, dan saya beri makluman kepada Yang Berhormat, yakinlah kita akan sama-sama mempertahankan kedudukan kita dalam negara dari segi pencemaran radioaktif sekiranya berlaku.
That was Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Datuk Sri Adam Baba. Moving on, the Timah controversy was once more raised in Parliament. Several MPs weighed in on it, including Shah Alam MP Khalid Samad. Here's a bit of what he said.
Isu nama Timah, ya. Dikatakan bahawa ini adalah nama anak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iaitu Sayyidatina Fatimah Az-Zahra. Tetapi setahu saya, tak ada mana-mana kuliah yang diadakan oleh mana-mana ustaz di mana-mana surau ataupun di mana-mana masjid yang mana nama ataupun peribadi Sayyidatina Fatimah Az-Zahra digelar sebagai Timah. Ya? Tak ada orang yang di kalangan umat Islam memanggil Fatimah Az-Zahra radhiyallahu anha sebagai Timah. Tetapi oleh kerana ingin mensensasikan persoalan ini, oleh kerana nak mempolitikkan persoalan ini, sekiranya perkara ini berlaku pada zaman Kerajaan Pakatan Harapan, maka dia akan dikatakan, inilah DAP nak serang umat Islam, nak serang, nak hina Sayyidatina Fatimah Az-Zahra dan sebagainya, maka spin yang seperti itu akan berlaku. Nasib baik, ya, kami sebagai pembangkang merupakan pembangkang yang bertanggungjawab dan tidak menggunakan isu ini sebagai satu isu untuk menghangatkan suasana dan mewujudkan satu keadaan di mana umat Islam dan bukan Islam bertelagah dan bergaduh dengan tujuan untuk mencapai some political advantage.
You just heard Shah Alam MP Khalid Samad. And now for a vastly different point of view, here is Tangga Batu MP Rusnia Aluai.
Saya nak menekankan semula bahawa perkataan jenama Timah ni benar-benar mengelirukan, disertai oleh lambang Kapten Speedy yang memakai kopiah. Tidak adakah gambar Kapten Speedy ni yang memakai topi? Ataupun yang Timah ini, tidak bolehkah kita panggil apa jenama yang lain? Mines, the mines ke, apa ke, ya? Lagi satu, ia merupakan satu perkara yang tidak bagus untuk wanita, sebab dibayangkan Timah itu adalah wanita Melayu, Kak Timah, Mak Timah, Makcik Timah. Apabila kita minum whisky itu, seolah-olah kita meminum wanita Melayu.
Truly, this is the issue that, for better or worse, just never stops giving, because the permutations of this conversation. So you just heard Tangga Batu MP Rusna Haluai. Anyway, later on in the day, Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry, Minister Dato' Sri Alexander Nantalingi released a statement. He said that the company Winepack Corporation that manufactures the whiskey brand has agreed to discuss changing the name and image on the label. They've requested for a week to come up with a decision. We will actually be talking about this, that issue that Rusna Aluai brought up later. We'll be looking at it today on Twitter, so stay tuned for that.
And now our final update of the day. The AG's report for the year 2020 was tabled in Parliament, and earlier, the AG's office had released a statement noting instances of poor financial management by the government. So the AG's department and the Public Accounts Committee held a joint press conference today addressing some of these findings. Here is PAC Chairperson Wong Kar Wo raising the alarm over the growing debt charges that Malaysia is facing.
PAC mengambil perhatian berkenaan dengan sejumlah 98.058 bilion atau bersamaan dengan 50.4% daripada keseluruhan 194.555 bilion pinjaman baharu kerajaan digunakan hanya untuk tujuan pembayaran balik prinsipal hutang bagi tahun 2020. Jumlah ini telah meningkat sebanyak 15.335 bilion berbanding dengan jumlah pada tahun 2019, iaitu 82.723 bilion. Jumlah ini diramal akan bertambah dalam tahun-tahun yang akan datang, dan ia merupakan suatu keadaan yang membimbangkan apabila kerajaan bergantung kepada pinjaman baharu untuk membiayai bayaran balik prinsipal pinjaman yang matang.
That was Public Accounts Committee Chairperson Wong Kar Wo saying that around 50% of new government borrowings were used for debt repayments in 2020. He also voiced concerns that the country might face a growing debt repayment sum in the coming years.
And that's all we have for Popek Popek Parliament today. Let us know if you have thoughts on the topics that we covered. So we spoke about MPs wearing batik, a rebate for people buying batik nationwide, Linus, the Timah controversy, the Auditor General's report, and also on the question of surcharges and whether we think they're fair, whether we need more transparency. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.